Just over a year, the Air Corps Emergency Aeromedical Service has been operating in the Midlands. Since June of last year, the Air Ambulance Helicopter carried out 285 missions, picking up people with heart attacks, strokes and serious injuries from road accidents, rushing them to hospitals all over the country. Despite saving lives, the service is now under review as the government considers whether or not the service can be retained or, in fact, if it's justified. Our Midlands correspondent Kieran Mullooly reports now on the battle to keep the chopper in the skies and the remarkable story of some people who owe their lives to its valiant work over the last 12 months.
I got up, I had a full day planned, and I decided before that I'd just go and play a few holes of golf. I left the house in brilliant form and I met a friend and I played two holes, and that's all I remember. On the third hole, he was talking away and I was lying on the ground.
Ray Sheeran will never forget the day he met with the Air Corps after suffering a heart attack in Donegal. When the local ambulance came to his aid, the retired shop owner was unconscious and advanced paramedic Siobhan Robinson had to take critical decisions to help save his life.
Siobhan proceeded with the defibrillator, and eventually, I think it was on the sixth time, she uttered to them, "We have him back." She then called, because she has the power to call in the air ambulance. They arrived onto the course and took the decision to airlift me to Galway. I was told by the helicopter crew thereafter, when I met them for to thank them, that I actually died on the helicopter three different times and they defibrillated me three times before they got me to go.
The Air Corps helicopter brought Ray Sheeran to University College Hospital in just 35 minutes. The road journey would have been almost six times that duration, and his recovery has been outstanding. But whether or not the helicopter will be there for this purpose in the autumn is now under review by the government. The aeromedical service only came about after the closure of Roscommon Hospital 2 years ago. It covers most of the western seaboard, travelling as far south as Kerry. And John McDermott of the Roscommon Hospital Action Group says it represents good value for money too.
First of all, it's not expensive. It's about 700,000 a year is the cost of it, which is equivalent to one road ambulance. We did all the costings on it. We did the business plan to present to the minister prior to him being put in place. It's absolutely crucial where you have A&E been closed, you're 2 hours away with a coronary or a stroke from Galway University Hospital. That's if the road ambulance service works to its potential and its target, which it doesn't at the moment, and which is admitted by the HSE.
The decision to base the Air Corps EC135 at Custume Barracks in Athlone was hugely political at the time. But after a 12-month trial, the project is now under sharp focus again. Some commentators say the aeromedical unit saved Roscommon Fine Gael TD Frank Feehan from most damage after the decision to close the A&E unit at his local hospital. But he says making it a permanent service is now a much bigger issue.
Is it crucial for you that it remains?
It's crucial, not for me, it's crucial for the patient. I said all along that the patients in Roscommon and the region, the patients for the field would be much, much safer under new arrangements. And I believe, along with the medical professionals, that it is much safer. Roscommon Hospital, as it was unsafe. The HICWA claimed it was unsafe. And despite what other people say, that's the truth.
The Department of Defence told Morning Ireland the helicopter will stay in place for at least another 3 months while the review is completed. But Ray Sheeran wants to see that decision taken quickly and feels strongly that finance shouldn't be the deciding factor when it's a matter of life or death.
Well, my view on the ambulance is that because I'm situated north Leitrim, south Donegal, and that there's an awful lot of people just slightly farther removed from the hospitals, that there's a need, because I certainly would have been dead if the air ambulance hadn't been there. It's essential that it's kept on stream.
Kieran Mullooly reporting there.